Yesterday we learned a braisa that appears on Lamed Tes on the Beis, 8 lines from the top. Chama shuchma me'erev Shabbos, l'mocha rochet ben panam yad v'raglo. Avaloi kol gufo. Even though it's chama shuchma me'erev Shabbos, what can be an iser? That's the gzeres habalonim. You're not permitted to wash kol gufo. The chama shuchma me'erev Shabbos is gzeres because they used to violate, they used to cook the water on Shabbos. Upon a yadav raglav, that's permissible. We mentioned yesterday there's a shaila regarding people who have to go to mikveh. If a woman goes to mikveh, is it permissible to go to a warm mikveh? So the Avnei Nezer claims that there's no problem of rechitza b'cham and b'shabbos because you go in and go out. You don't stay there so long. You just dip in, you go out in 1, 2, 3. That's not called rechitza b'cham. And other poskim are concerned that it is a problem of Chama Shuchma Me'erev Shabbos. So the Balatanya is quoted as in his biography as having said that if he goes to Gan Eden, he's not sure, if he goes to Gan Eden, it'll be for 3 things. And one of them was the writing of the Shulchan Aruch, not the Tanya. And the second one was the Heter that he has in the end of Chelek Aleph of the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Hayim. He has a cooler that the women are allowed to go to a warm mikveh. Some of the women would go to an ice cold mikveh and they would catch pneumonia. They would get sick. So he was mekel. So he said that the reason for gzeres mechatzot is chama shuchmu me'erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to wash kol gufo b'Shabbos. It's gzeres habalonim because he can't trust them because maybe they heated it on Shabbos. But the women go to mikveh second after tzeisat kochavim. So there isn't enough time for them, for the balonim to have heated up the water. So he said, if you go to mikveh late on Friday night after the meal, so then you have a shiloh, there is a balon. He's not so convinced of the heter of the Avnei Nezer who came way later. But he says, if you go to mikveh the first second after Tesha Kachavim, so that's okay. There, the Pashtus, we usually assume that everything is a lutzvug rabbanon. They made it there, the rabbanon, chamashutma, the Erev Shabbos. And not allowed to be rechet to be Shabbos. You're going to make a difference how soon after Tzeisat Kachom. And other Achrayim have a different einfal. They say that Gzeres Mechatzos is only an Issa de Rabbanon. It's not an Issa de Raisa. So Kol Dovah Shehum Yishum Shvus Lagoz Rala Bein Hashmashes. So they recommend that the women should go to Mikveh during Bein Hashmashes. The Gemara says that the women are not supposed to be Tevel Bayom. Because she may go home. The din is that if a woman is a zava, and she needs shivinikim, we're machmet to treat nashi didan kula kisafik zavas ninu. We treat every woman like a toa. Toa means a woman who doesn't remember where she's holding. She doesn't remember if she's a nida or a zava. So that's the gemara in the end of nida. The Rebbe made a takana, hiskin Rebbe besodis, that you have to be machmet to treat all the women as a safik nida, safik zava. So if the woman is a zava, then you need shivinikim. If you need shivinikim, so strictly speaking, the din is you can be toivol in the morning of the seventh day, relying on the principle of mikvah hayom kekula. However, there is a machlekes satanai. What if a zava or a zava was toivol in the morning of the seventh day, using the principle of mikvah hayom kekula, and then have a riyah late in the afternoon on the same day? So is that soita lemafreya? Do I declare that it comes out that the seventh day was not a yom naki? So the whole tefillah in the mikvah was nothing. But he say, no, it's only Tommy Mikara Lahaba. So Rabbi Yossi says she Zaba de Zava, Shetovlu Baboker, using Mitzvayam Kekula, and then they have a Ria Erev, late in the same day, the afternoon, it's only Tommy Mikara Lahaba, it's not Eichel HaMafreya. We don't pass like that. We pass him that it's Eichel HaMafreya, comes out that the whole Yom HaShvi, even though you say Mitzvayam Kekula, means that it's sufficient with a Mitzvah Nihug. So if you make the bedikah baboker, it's good enough. You make the bedikah in the morning, it's good enough. But it does mean that the day is up. It's still after that, after going to mikveh in the morning of the seventh day, it's still called the Yom HaShvi. So if she'll have a riyas dam, he or she, the zava, the zava, will have a riyah, either the riyas ziva or riyas dam, later in the day, that'll be soitel mafreya. So it'll come out that the tefillah was no good. So the Gemara says in the end of Maseches Nida that the chachamim asid mid the rabbanon, that's how Tosfos reads it. Chum said, we don't allow the Zavah to be tevel in the morning. Why? If she'll be tevel in the morning, so she's tahara. So she may be with her husband that day. Shema tishamesh, v'shema tira b'tistar. And maybe she'll have a riyazam later in the day after having tashmish, and it'll come out that she was chayv koris for the tashmish. So So they prohibited that the women are not midirabanan. A woman is not allowed to farfetch that she's got to have a riyah. Just had the 6.5 days, there was no dam. She made her have siktara. She had bedikas for 7 days. So it's very farfetched. There's going to be a riyah in the afternoon and the 7th day. But there is such a farfetched possibility. So the medic said, "Men atar, you don't have to be choshish for that." But the rabbanan, they made a gzera, shema tishamish v'shema tir v'tista. That's how the Gemara says in the end of Nidah. But lama chachamim also lasses kain. Shema tishamish v'shema tir v'tista. So there's an isa, the rabbanan, that you're not allowed to be tovah b'yam. You have to wait till laila. Once it's going to be laila, even if she'll be mishamish and then have dam later in the day, it won't be sofa l'mafre because the shivanikim are up already. So some achrayim have the sivitare, and Hilchas Nida has like this: let the woman be tovah. Normally, a woman is tovelus after tzeisa kachavim, after the 7th day is over, after tzeisa kachavim. On Leil Shabbos, on Leil Yom Tov, it's a problem. They hold there's a problem of rechitza b'chametz. So they came up with this hamtzah: let the woman be tovelus bein hashmashes. Aye, but you're not allowed to be tovel bein hashmashes. Avraham chacham also lasses kain. So that isav is only an isav derabbanan. There is no isav deraisa. So regarding the isav not to be tovel by yom hashvi, not to be tovel by yom hashvi, so you say sveka derabbanan lekula that ben hashmashes is like laila. Regarding the isav of rechitza bechamen on Shabbos, you say ben hashmashes is kayom. So the same, the woman is tovel as ben hashmashes. So we treat it with respect to the isav rechitza bechamen. We treat it as if she's tovel as bayom. That's why it's muta. With respect to the din that the zava is not supposed to be tavelas layom, we treat it kibalaila. That's what some achrayim had an einfal, that if the leil tfilosa is leil Shabbos or leil yom tov, she should be dafke be tovel bein hashmash. No, and that's not the accepted opinion.
Is there any time that we say a tafid is
that you're
going to get something like that?
It's a tafid
is
on the two different isurim de rabbanon.
Yeah.
At least it's not a tied to the sasri on the same bid.
Right, but
it's a tied to the sasri because of the two din. You have something similar, but not exactly the same. Almost as startling as this. A Mishnah in Erevin that if I was asked by two different people to make an Erevin summon for them, one fellow wants to go to the east, one fellow wants to go to the west. So it doesn't make a difference. If one of both go in the same direction, it doesn't make a difference. So one Erevin summon. I set up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was Nechal Bein Hashmashes. It was eaten up Bein Hashmashes. A dog came and ate it up. And the other Erevet Chumen, I set up Bein Hashmashes. As the dog is eating up that Erevet Chumen, I set up the other Erevet Chumen Bein Hashmashes. So the Mishnah says that you go the Hakal on both. That his Erevet Chumen is good, and his Erevet Chumen is good. With respect to the first one, I say it was Nechal Balailo. Bein Hashmashes is Kalaila, so the Erevet Chumen was Kayom B'Tchilos Hayom. With respect to the second one, I say Bein Hashmashes is Kayom, and the Erevet Chumen was made by Yom. So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he quotes that Mishnah, he says, you see, that the Chachamim were Mekel, Asveka, the Rabbanu Lekula, even a Tar to the Sasu. Not exactly Tar to the Sasu, they're two different people. I mean, there's one Shliach who was sent by Reuven and Shimon to make an Erevet Chumen. It's not really for me, the person is a tied to the sas. Here it's a bigger tied to the sas.
Same person.
Yeah. You have the Rabbein Tam and the first Taisus in Brachis says that davening mincha marv is only mid the Rabbanon. It's not obligatory min haTorah. Even according to the Rambam, that shachar once a day is min haTorah, but not mincha marv. If you daven shachar already, the mincha marv is only the Rabbanon. So the Rabbein Tam permits you to daven mincha marv with the tied to the sas for the same person, mamish tais of each other. In the same area of halacha, Rabbi Yehuda allows you to daven mincha only up until plaga mincha, and after plaga mincha is the zman ma'ariv. The chachamim allow you to daven mincha ad alayla, and after layla you can daven ma'ariv. So Rabbi Natam says we contradict. We daven mincha after plaga mincha before the shkia. Then we daven ma'ariv before tzeisat shachavim. That's not the correct man. The correct man is really after tzeisat shachavim. Or after plaga mincha, provided that you daven mincha before plaga mincha. So Rabbi Natam says we do a tarta de sasri in the same area of halacha, hilchas tfilo. Either the cutoff point between mincha marv is plaga mincha, so we missed it because we daven mincha after, or the cutoff point should be tzeis hakachav, so you shouldn't be davening marv before tzeis. So the Rabbi Natam and the first tzeis in bracha says that since the Gemara says that davening is only with the Rabbanim and we treat it like a Sfeika Dedina, lo yit mehilchas aloi kemar v'loi kemar, we haven't paskin, we haven't been machweir aloha neither like Rabbi nor like the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, whatever you do is okay. Sfeika the Rabbanon l'kula. David kemarovi, David kemarovi. Either way is good. Tosis obviously thinks that Kriyashma is also only the Rabbanon. Kriyashma is their Isa. How can they say it's optional? David kemarovi, David kemarovi. Tosis holds that you rely on the Kriyashma that you said in Shul. With this Sfeika Dedina, even though it's before Teisa Kechavim, you can rely on Rabbi Yehuda. That's what the Achrayim say. Shagazari says that Teisa obviously thinks that not only davening Ma'ariv, Mincha Ma'ariv is the Rabbanon, the Kriyashma Shel Ariv is also only with the Rabbanon. Everything is with the Rabbanon. So you say Sfeika the Rabbanon Lakula, even tied to the Sakhs in the same area. When is Mantfilo? Even in the same area. Here it's a little better than that, but not as good as the Ramban case. Here you have a tied to the Sakhs between an Iser Tvila Mebodyom and Iser Mechitza Bechamen on Shabbos. So you say that Ben Hashmash is you go Lahak in both directions on two different Isurim. You're not Mekel in the same area. But it's not as good as the Ramban case. The Ramban case is much more understandable because the Ramban case are two different people, Reuven and Shimon, just that they both appointed me as a Shliach to make the Erevei Kumen for them. So Ramban says that's what it says in the Mishnah, that it's fake of the Ramon Alakula, even Tarte the Sasri is good. But most of the Rishonim disagree with that Rabbeinu Tam in the first Tesis in Brochus. Most of the Rishonim argue, they say you can't allow a Tate de Sastri. Tate de Sastri in the same area, in Hilchas Tfilo. The Rechitza Becham and Bein Hashmashes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what the Achrayim say.
It's called just like Hatmana, then you have a Svara to be made.
Why Hatmana? The Gemara says is a special local Svara.
Why can
you
be Matan Bein Hashmashes?
Yeah.
The Gemara says because
it's a local Svara in Hilchas Hatmana, not because Hatmana is Kal.
Could be,
but the Baal Tanya talks about Balayla, he doesn't talk about Bein Hashmashes. He's Mekel Betchilos Halayla soon after Tzeis HaKechavim. This Einfall with the Bein Hashmashes, that's Chacham Tzvi or something. The Sidrei Tarek quotes it from other Achrayim. Okay, so that's Halacha L'maaseh, that's an issue. When does a person go to Mikveh? Bizman Hazeh? Okay, so where do we leave off again? That same Bryce in the Nochamo. We had the Bryce 8 lines from the top of Lama Tesson. Base Chamishuchma, Meyerishavas Mach, Restan Ponim, Raglov, Avloy Kol Gufa. So now on Mema Medalis, 4 lines from the top, Gitma, Chamishuchma, Meyerishavas, that Bryce, we're referring back to that Bryce on Lama Tesson and Base. So the din is you're permitted to bathe Ponim Yadav Raglov, but you're not permitted to wash Kol Gufa. So that's a shaila. What does it mean? Pun of yada v'ragla. It means miut evorim at a time, but then you can do pun of now and yada later and ragla later and the belly later and the rest later and each aver, even though at the end of the day it will turn out that he washed kol aguf. So that's where Rav holds. Rav amar lemocha rechetan kol guf aver. As long as he washes one aver at a time, that was muta, that was muta, that was muta. At the end of the day it turns out that he bathed kol guf. No, that's muta. The only time it's also is if he washes kol gufa b'vasachas. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel disagrees. No, sachakol, he tirlichas el upon the other act of sachakol. But if you're going to wash aver, and then at the end it's going to add up to kol gufa, that's the gzeir of rechitzas kol aguf. Let's say on the level of their isa. There is, we must have discussed it once, there is a machloikas harishayim in the beginning of the last parak in Yuma. But all the chamishin nuim are their isa de rabbanah. But the Rabbein and Tam insist that only Achilah Shtiyah is their Aisa because the Gemara in the Dorm learns that from a Pasuk, the end of the Dorm, there's only chorus on Achilah Shtiyah, there's no chorus on the other Inuim. The Rabbein and Tam says that's a dead giveaway that the others are only a Chumer Midirabban and it's not Minatur. And the Rambam and other Rishonim disagree. So it's the Rishonim there at the beginning of the last parak, and they write on the Rif, they all quote Machlokes Rishonim whether Shari Nuyim is the right of the Rabban. So the Yitzchak Kasha, it says Hakala Reches is Paneho. Says in the Mishnah Melach, it's Reches is Panevan Yom Kippur. If you're dealing with an Isha Deraisa, how could you be so mekel that just because the girl just got married, the Kala, so we give her a break? If it's an Isha Derabbanan, so you can say Hey Mama, Hey Mama. If you're dealing with an Isha Deraisa, you can only be mekel if it's a suffix Takana. But she's afraid the husband's going to kill her. She doesn't wash her face. The husband's not going to kill her. He still loves her. They just got married. He's not ready to kill her yet. So the Rishonim say, even if you hold that Rechitzah is in Issa Deraisa, it's only Rechitzah's Kolaguf. Just Rechitzah's upon him, that's only the Rabban. So what would you say, let's say on Yom Kippur, if you would have such a case? You want to know, before they made the Gzera the Rabban, the Rechitzah's Afilah Lohoshetet Bakhtanelem, Lamayim is also before they made that Gzera the Rabban. When it was only an Issa Deraisa, Rechitzah's Kolaguf. What if the person will wash Panav, then he'll wash Raglav, then he'll wash Yodav, then he'll wash his chest, then he'll wash his belly, then he'll wash the legs, and at the end of the day it'll come out that he washed the whole body. But every time he washed Eva Raven. So that'll be Mutter. That's not taking a bath. The Issa Rechitza on Yom Kippur, the Issa Deraisa Rechitza on Yom Kippur is only Rechitza's Kala Guf of Asachas. That's a bath or a shower. But it's not a bath or a shower. He washed Eva Raven. This machlekes Rav Shmuel is only a machlekes on the level of the Rabbanan that he gave to the Agzeres Abalonim. Maybe it's also machlekes on the level of the Raisa. I don't know. Maybe the machlekes reflects, called the Tikkur Rabbanan came the Raisa Tikkur. Maybe reflects machlekes in the area of it in the Raisa also. Could be. We'll never know, because once the Chacham made Agzeres the Rabbanan, so it's also even the Hoshet Et Paktan
or the Chacham.
You can distinguish.
But it's not going to be Inu anymore, then you are over on Inu, even if you wouldn't be able necessarily to win back and forth from Shabbat, because Shabbat is initially when you're going to heat up water. Two different demons, even though it looks the regular thing.
Right. You can distinguish in either direction. You can distinguish in either direction. Okay. That's true. Yeah. So it's a machlekes Rav Shmuel. So the Gemara fact Akasha Meis, it says in the Brisa, Cham Shulchan Yom Shalach Melach Rechts Mem Parim Yom Raglov Avaloi Kol Gufa. That was the Brisa that we started off with. Brisa 8 lines from the top of Avalam Tess and the base. Doesn't say the Farish. Only Parim Yom the Rav. How can Rav say that Eber Eber is Mutat Yufta the Rav? So the Farish Akasha against Rav. Omlach Rav. Rav says no Kasha. Loi. That's not the way you read it. Amalach Rav. Rav will answer. When it says Avaloi Kol Gufa, what it means is Loi Kol Gufa Bavasachas Ela Eber Eber. If you do Eber Eber, that's the equivalent of Panu Yadarag. I correct my, but it doesn't say so. But Panu Yadarag Uktani doesn't say Panu Yadarag means a miut of the body. Everything more, no, that's what it means. Came Panu Yadarag. If you do something like Panu Yadarag means at any one time that you're bathing, you're only bathing Eber Eber. Even though it adds up to some total of everything that he, at the end of the day, washed the whole body. That's called Panu Yad Raglav is also Mutter. So that's how Rav presses it into the Braisa. He said that that's the Pshat in the Braisa. Frag Mar Toshma, we have a Braisa that says a little more explicitly, Leitir Luchat B'cham Shulch, Mimir Shalat Panu Yad Raglav. The Gemara says the same thing. It doesn't prove anything. Hochanami, that's what it means, came Panu Yad Raglav. So Gemara, but we have a Braisa that says explicitly, like Shmuel, Tani Kavasi the Shmuel, explicitly. So it says on the side of the Gemara, Le'er Lamites on the base. Where is this Lamites on the base? I'm at a loss to see where. It doesn't say Cham Shulchan Eshas Machir Rechis Panel Yada Brag. I've like Kol Gufa Eber Eber. We didn't have that. I mean, the first line in the Brisa we had Cham Shulchan. They should have written this Maramokim belongs 10 lines earlier when it says Meisve. On the 8th line from the top of Mem Omer Aleph, it says Meisve. Cham Shulchan Eshas Machir Rechis Panel Yada Like Kol Gufa. That says Beferish Alamites on the base. So that should say over there Liel Alamites on the base. But this Brisa doesn't appear anywhere else. This we didn't have. Okay? So the Gemara says, that's what it says. Avaloi kol gufa eber eber. It says, beferish against Rav. Okay? Eitzar achloi mecham shuch mebi yontif. If cham shuch mebi yontif, a bi Shabbos, that's certainly mochomer. That you're not allowed to. Sure? So the machloik is Rav Shmuel. Usually we would normally pass from like Rabbi Yisuri kishmol be mamayna. But here, if it's tanik avasa du Shmuel, so Shmuel wins. So we're going to pass from like Shmuel. that klal hilchas akarabis ergish mo bedine, when there's no brisa, no often haychoche otherwise. But here it's beferish like Shmuel, so we adopt Shmuel's opinion. Okay. That's the version that we have. Rabbah matzna hashmaita the rabbi lishma. Rabbah has a totally different version of Rav. Not that Rav permits you. That's all Rav said is ever, ever. No, Rav said like this. As long as he leaves that one hand, he can take a shower. As long as he leaves his hand out of the shower, he can take a bath. Make sure you leave your hand out of the bath the whole time. Roy vaguf bevasachas is mutter as long as mishai reiver echad. So the Gemara says, "Eis vekol hani teyufta." They ask all these kashas that doesn't appear so. So the Gemara says teyufta. Taka, you can't answer. Before that, he had a different version of Rav. That Rav says ever is mutter, so we can kvetch it into, we can press it into the brises, except for the brisa that says explicitly like koguf ever. But the previous brises are not so explicit. The Rav is able to press it into the brisa that's what it means. Pun of the other rag means ever. But here, according to this version of Rav, that he says you're permitted to take a whole bath and a whole shower, provided you leave out one finger. Vad, how does it say? Meshai Rever Echad. So this doesn't really fit into the brises at all. How can you say that's Kain Panam Yodav Raglav? It's not Kain Panam Yodav. The Gemara says Tiyuf to finish. So that version of Rav is out of the question. The first version of Rav is also not accepted because of the third brisa that says explicitly not like Rav. But this one is Bechlal against all the brises. Okay. So now Rashi gives a little history. That after Rabba passed away, Rav Yosef was appointed the Rosh Yeshiva in the same place where Rabba was, same city. The Gemara says there was a difference between, the Gemara says in the end of Harius, there was a difference between Rabba and Rav Yosef.
When Rav said Ever, was he talking about one right after the other, or was some type of pause in between?
I think even one after the other is mutter, as long as he washes one eber at a time, not washing the whole body at a time. So the Gemara says in the end of Horias that Rabbi and Rav Yosef had different strengths in learning. Rav Yosef's strength was his bekiyas, he was Sinai, and Rabbi was a mekahar. So they appointed, when there was a toss up whom to appoint as the Rosh Yeshiva, so they appointed Rabbi as the Rosh Yeshiva. And then after he passed away, after 22 years, I think the Gemara says, for 22 years he was Rosh Yeshiva. After he passed away, then they appointed Rabbi Yosef as Rosh Yeshiva. So Rabbi Yosef goes and he asks Abaye, who was a student of his, but Abaye was a nephew of Rabbah. He was a Yosem, he was an orphan, he was raised by Rabbah. Amale Rabbi Yosef la Abaye, so he asks him, your Rebbe, Rabbah, mikovit kishmaite de Rab, did he follow, in practice, did he follow Rab's opinion? The way he said, that Rav says you're allowed to take a bath as long as you leave your hand out. You take a shower as long as you leave one aver out. Amalei lo yidan, he says, I don't know. Freg di Gemara, maite boyalei. Freg di Gemara, how can Rav Yosef have this topic? What was Rav's practice? Pshita de loyov, the hayitaitit. We just said that what Rav said is out of the question. It's a beferish against all the prices. So the Gemara says, no, dilma lo shmialei. Maybe Rav had never heard of all of these teyuftas that indicate that Rav is wrong. The Gemara wants to know, if Rav didn't hear of it, did he follow Rav's opinion? He was the one, Rav is the one who said over what Rav's practice was, what Rav's shita was. So Yosef wants to know, did Rav really do that aloha lamaisa or not? Freg the Gemara, the loishmielei, if Rav was not aware of the fact that there's a teyufta against Rav's opinion, Vadayov, it's a certainly he would have followed Rav's opinion, because we know the Amr Abaye is quoted as saying, this is in the Sugya of Chanukah and Daf Chav Beis. Abaye makes a statement, call Mili Demar, everything that my Rebbe did, he doesn't want to call him by his name, he calls him my Rebbe. Call Mili Demar, Ovid Kirav, my Rebbe, Rabbah always followed Rav's opinions, with three exceptions to the rule. Bame Hanitaz, Ovid Kishmol. There were three things where he followed Shmuel's opinion. There's a machlokes. If you have a beged shel tzitzis and you're going to take off the chutei tzitzis from the beged, that constitutes a bizoyan of the tzitzis. Because man, the strings are attached to the beged, so the tzitzis are serving in avodas Hashem. It's part of a mitzvah. True, there is no There's no kima mitzvah when the beggar is sitting in the drawer. We pass in klei kufsa. The Gemara has a machlekes and menachas. In Perek Atcheles, it starts off with the dinim of tzitzis. So in Perek Atcheles, the Gemara has a machlekes amaran with a klei kufsa. A four-corner garment that's sitting in the drawer in a kufsa. Are they chayov mitzitzis or not chayov mitzitzis? The Gemara comes to the conclusion they're not chayov mitzitzis. Only time the chayvin tzitzis is when you wear the beggar. Only b'shas when you're wearing the beged. Only asher techasaba. When you're not wearing the beged, then it's not chayv in tzitzis. That's how we paskin. But still, once I wear the beged, then it's considered a hefter shal mitzvah even when I'm not wearing the beged. That's how I'm not wearing the beged, so you're permitted to use your beged shal tzitzis to wipe off your tires. The tires, let's say, are in mud. Guys went through muddy oil or something. They allowed to use the beged shel talis as a shmata. Let's say the talis is worth, let's say, $100, and the automobile is worth thousands of dollars, and it's very important to clean off the automobile now. So you're allowed to use a talis in order to wipe off. You're not allowed to. It's a tashmishay mitzvah, bizman mitzvah, and you're not allowed to be mevazeh them. After the zana mitzvah is up, after it's so old and torn and tattered, and no one wants to use it, so then Tashmish and Mitzvah and Israq and Bab is my mitzvah, and you have to treat it with respect. You're not allowed to use it for divrei chol. So the Gemara has a din like this. To take off the chutei atzitzis from a beged constitutes a bizoyin. So the chutim calls man the chutim are attached to the beged. No one's mekayem any mitzvah when the beged is sitting in the drawer. The kima mitzvah is only when you're wearing it. But sof kol sof, if you once wore this beged, it retains the status of a Tashmish and Mitzvah even at the time that you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, even at the time they're just sitting in the drawer. So to remove the tzitzis from the beged will constitute a bizoyin to the chutei tzitzis. You mevatel et b'mitzvot. It's an insult. What happens if you're taking off of one beged, matil mi beged lebeged, in order to attach the chutei tzitzis to another beged? So that's a machlokes Rav Shmuel. So Abaye makes a statement that whenever there's a machlokes Rav Shmuel, my Rebbe Rabba, my uncle Rabba, always followed Rab's opinion, with these three exceptions to the rule. So one of them is this: David Kishmo, Matilim and Begel Abed. He holds it permissible to take off the chutei tzitzis from one beged if you plan to put it on the other beged right away. So Shaila, what about to take off a mezuzah? I want to take off a mezuzah from the doors. So also, if I'm no longer living in the apartment, so I'm not mekayem any mitzvah there. Mezuzah is chayvus hador, even if the house belongs to me. But if I'm not living there, there's no mitzvah. But still, sof kol sof, since there was a while during which I did live in the apartment, and at that time I actually was mekayem the mitzvah, so even after I move out of the apartment, now no one is being mekayem the mitzvah, no one's living there, but still the mezuzah is not only a tashmisha kedusha, the mezuzah remains a tashmisha kedusha even after you take it down, but still it's a kolzman that it's still on the doorpost, it's considered in addition to being a tashmisha kedusha, it's a dovishol mitzvah. So if you're going to take down the mezuzah from the doorpost, true, it's going to remain a tashmishi gedusha, even after it becomes possible, you can't throw it out in the garbage. Tashmishi gedusha and ignozim, but still, to take down the mezuzah for nothing is not permissible. But what if you want to take it down in order to put it on another doorpost? So that's a discussion that Tosfos has. Tosfos in Bava Metzi, another place that Tosfos talks about. The Tosfos says you're not, it depends. Tosfos says you're not allowed to take it down if you're sure the next tenant is going to be a Jew. Let's say you don't know who the next tenant is going to be. I move out in an apartment that I rented. I don't know who the next tenant is going to be. Maybe non-Jews, maybe Jews who don't care for the mitzvah mezuzah. They may take the mezuzah and throw it in the garbage, and they may paint over the mezuzah and parcel it. So then you're not permitted to leave the mezuzah on the door. You mevazeh the mezuzah by leaving it in a makom she'ein mishtamer, and you have to take it down. What if you know for sure that the next tenant is going to be a Jewish person? But then Tosfos says, you're not permitted to take down the mezuzah, even though matir mebeged lebeged, you're not allowed to take down the mezuzah, because the Gemara has a concept that the mezuzah gives shmirah to the tenant who lives in the apartment. So you're going to leave the new tenant without any shmirah. What if the new tenant says, I got my own mezuzahs, I'll put up the mezuzahs before I move in, don't worry about me. So then it ought to be mutter. That's a discussion in Pesachei Tshuva, the very end of Hilchas mezuzah in Yeridayah. But if the new tenant says, don't worry about me, I'm going to take care of myself. Your mezuzahs are not good enough for me. I have la mahadrim and a mahadrim. And do me a favor and take down your old mezuzahs. I don't want them. And I'm going to take down the mezuzah, mi delus le delus. I'm going to take down the mezuzah and put it up on the same day on another door. And the pashtus should be mutter. So discussion is chidshuva, but we really pass on like that. So that's the first issue, that Rabba followed Shmuel's opinion against Rabba, Matirim Begle Begle. Then there's a machlekes Rabba Shmuel, but a madlikim in Ner Lener, Ner Chanukah. Also, there's Tamish Liora, you're not allowed to light a cigarette to the Ner Chanukah. What about to be madlik one Ner Chanukah from another Ner Chanukah? So he says that's permissible. That's a shayla. What do you mean madlikim in Ner Lener? Means Ner Chanukah, Mikra Adin is Ner Lechol Echad V'Echad. Or Mikra Adin is... He should say so. The whole family is Madlik one there. So let's say one person has a Ner Chanukah lit in front of his house, and the next door neighbor wants to light a Ner Chanukah also, and he doesn't have a match. He wants to be Madlik, mean Ner Lener. He wants to Madlik his Ner Chanukah, his one and only Ner Chanukah, to the next door neighbor's Ner Chanukah. So we pass Kamanikim Lener Lener. What if, let's say, I lit the first Ner Chanukah with a match and it's burning? Now I want to do Mahadrim and Amahadrim. I have five neighbors, I have eight neighbors tonight, fifth night or the eighth night. I want to light the second neir from the first neir. That's not the same. The second neir is only Mahadrin, the first neir is the Iker HaMitzvah. So that, says in Shulchan Aruch, that not. Madlikim and neir, the neir is only if you're lighting the eighth neir from the seventh neir. Or if you're lighting your neir from the next the neighbor's neir. He has one neir and you're going to have one neir. But if you're lighting the Mahadrin Dikin Neiris from the Iker Mitzvah Dikin Neiris, that's you're going down a madrega. That's not permissible. So here, what the Gemara says, we paskan Rabba had the practice like Shmuel Madlikim and there and there. That doesn't constitute a bizoyin a mitzvah. If you light one there Chanukah from another, if they're both on the same level of chashivus. Then the third case was the machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. We know Masechah Shabbos. There are a few machlekes in Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon. So there's machlekes by Dov Hashem and Miskaven, and there's a machlekes by Melach Hashem Tzvicha Legufa. So. Rabba used to follow Shmuel, who held halachic Reb Shimon b'greira, that by Dov Shedim is kavein is muta. Greira is gerira to meet the keys of the south of Vashle is kavein lasos charit. He permitted to move some furniture on the ground. The ground is not cement, soft earth. You know in advance that you may or may not make a charit. If it's a vado, if you're going to make a charit, so it's a psikreishe. Avasiyas charit, so asiyas charit, pasod es chay mishum chofer, and mabais es chay mishum bonem. But if it's a suffix, you don't know for sure. It's not a psikreshe. You're not sure whether by moving this furniture, moving the furniture per se, is permissible on Shabbos Nyan, but that's not a malach. But if it causes a charitz, it is an iser of some sort. Bone or choresh. So if it's a dovashen in his cabin, he knows in advance that it may or may not make a charitz. So that should depend on the machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon. So Rabba followed the shita of Shmuel, who passed like Reb Shimon, halach Reb Shimon begreira lahakil. So the Gemara says, don't you see from Abai's memory that Rabbi always follows Kol Mila Demar Abit Kirab Bar Mehanit Lasi, he always follows Rabbi's opinion except for these three cases. So if Rabbi was not aware Dilma Lashmila, if Rabbi was not aware of the Teyufta against the Rav Shita Bad Rosh Hatz Kol Gufo Chutz Miyegur Echad, if he wasn't aware that there was a Teyufta, so why should there be a suffix whether he followed Rav? Abai said that everything of Rabbi he always followed Rav. Why is all of a sudden a suffix now? Everything more? No, not the same. Maybe what Abai meant to say, Kol Mili Demar Ovid Kirab, everything Rabbi in his personal life always followed the Shitas of Rabbi, with three exceptions to the rule. That means my Rabbi is Machmir. When there's a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi is Machmir. That's what the Gemara says, Kuchumi de Rab Ovid. Whenever Rabbi is Machmir and Shmuel is Mekel, Rabbi always followed Rabbi, with these three exceptions to the rule that he was Mekel. But here you have a case where it's the reverse, that Rav is Mekel and Shmuel is Machmer. So maybe Rabbi never said anything in this case. Maybe Rabbi didn't always follow everything that Rav said. Maybe only followed what Rav said. Perhaps so that's where Rav Yosef was asking, what was Rabbi's practice? It doesn't make a difference what Rabbi's practice was, because we assume that Rav was Itaisis. Maybe they didn't know, maybe Rabbi didn't know, maybe Rabbi Yosef didn't know, whatever. But we know the Maisa that Rabbi was Itaisim, so it's out of the question. He was Itaisim on both versions. The first version, the Eber Echa, Eber Eber, and the second version, Chutz Mi Eber Echa. They're both Itaisim, so we know the din is like Shmuel. It's a historical question. What did Rabbi do? It's irrelevant. It's not Negeh La Aloha.
Are Mahadrin and Mahadrin the same? Rabbi Mahadrin and
I don't think so. I mean, if you have Ner Lechol Echad V'Yechad, let's say each member of the household lights one Ner, And then one of the members of the household wants to light eight nairs. I'm going to light my eighth nair from his individual nair. I would think not so. I think Mahadma Mahad usually sounds like the highest level of religious observer. Here's the reverse. Mahadma Mahad is a lower level than Mahadrin, I would think. I would think just like you're not allowed to be Madlik Mahadrin from an Ikira Nair, so you're not allowed to light a Mahadrin and a Mahadrin from a Mahadrin. What do you say? I put up a new mezuzah before I take the. What do I do with the first one? I put it up somewhere. It should be muta. Yeah, let's say I have very mahuridik and mezuzah, $150 each mezuzah. So I'm not allowed to leave the new Jewish tenant, the religious tenant. I'm not allowed to leave without any shmir. But I'm not mechayv to give him $150 worth of shmir. What if I want to go to the store and buy $30 mezuzahs? Is that a kosher? So am I permitted to put up these $30 mezuzahs, then take down my mahajim and mahajim? So the cheshbon should be that it should be mutter. The Pesachic Shuv in the end of Hilchas Mezuzah quotes the Chidon and the Berak Yosef, he says that it's awesome. He says that it's a loy plug rabban, it's awesome. So I'm paskin against the Chidon. That it's mutter. Everything is covered, so what's the problem? We would not say a bracha. No. If you had a mezuzah and you put up a, you had a kosher mezuzah, you put up another kosher mezuzah, you don't say a bracha. It's a hemshech of that. If Shlomo Kluger says you do say a bracha. Shlomo Kluger had a grandson who was named Rav Shlomo Kluger after the grandfather. So he abridged the grandfather. Shlomo Kluger's tshuvas are usually very long. Tuk Tamda is very long. So the grandson was a very learned, sharp cookie. And he took the grandfather's tshuvas and he condensed them into one paragraph. So he said he has in one volume Elif L'chol Shlomo. He has something like over 1,000 tshuvas in a skinny little sefer, thinner than this book. So each tshuva is only one or two paragraphs long. So in that collection, Elif L'chol Shlomo, all the posts can quote from that. We don't have the originals of the tshuvas. We only have the abridged version that the grandson made. We have other tshuvas of Shlomo Kluger, but we don't have the originals of these. So one of those 1,200 tshuvas in Elif L'chol Shlomo, he writes that what if a person is wearing a talis and then he takes off that talis, puts on another talis, he has to say a bracha, even though he was wearing a talis, a kosher talis till now, hu adinami, if you had a mezuzah and you took it down and you put up a different mezuzah, then you have to say a bracha, even though the first mezuzah was good. So he says, let's say you take down, have a house with 20 rooms. I take down all the 20 mezuzahs, I give it to the sefer, and he checks everything is kosher. Then I put up all the mezuzahs. I don't remember which mezuzah came from which door. But all 20 were good, so what's the problem? So he says, no, if you took down a mezuzah A and you put up mezuzah B, you got to say a new bracha, just like if you were wearing talis A and you take it off and you put on talis B. Very difficult to shtel, extremely difficult, because by talis it says explicitly in the Shulchan Aruch, what if I'm still wearing talis A and I put on talis B on top of talis A? So you say another bracha. You say another bracha, because each beged has another mitzvah. But by mezuzah, there's no mitzvah to have in it. It's one chiyuv to have a kosher mezuzah on the door. So if I had a kosher mezuzah, and I put up a new one, and I take down the old one, why should I say a new bracha? It's a very difficult tshuva.
Why can't you just count the
How do you know when you light the eight candles, but you know, how do you know whether the first one is the ikem mitzvah? Or the next eight are the Mahadrim and a Mahadrim. I think the Pashtus and Shulchan Aruch, we assume that the one that you light first is the Ikem Mitzvah. What is he wants to fulfill the Mahadrim before he fulfills the Ikem Mitzvah? The Pashtus is not so.
He has no other way of lighting the rest of the candles.
Mm-hmm. Shailas, the Ikem Ner Chanukah should be B'tefach HaSomach L'Pesach. So if you have a menorah, you have a Chanukiah, you should put it in such a way that the first nair that you're going to light is going to be b'tefach hasamach l'tesach. Let's say if you're going to light from left to right, and the mezuzah is in the doorway, so that the right candle is going to be b'tefach hasamach l'tesach, and the left candle is going to be three tefachim away. So that poses a problem, because in Shulchan Aruch they assume whichever one you light first, that's the ikem. So you should light the ikem nair b'tefach hasamach l'tesach. The assumption is the one you light first is the ikem.
That there are two rationales for the bracha of putting up the mezuzah. The problem is if it's you and albeit mezuzah, if you're doing it for somebody else, And since there's a special treatment, wouldn't we say that's maybe where it was coming from, the fact that you're placing a mitzvah, since there's two in your name, one for to have it there and another for you to put it up there, that maybe that's why you have to make the drop, like you're putting the mitzvah on.
Why again?
You have to
if I do a mitzvah for someone else, I can't say Hashem Rishonim
l'kvaya.
I'm not mechuyev. I'm not mechuyev l'kvaya mezuzah. When I put a mezuzah on my door, I'm mechuyev l'kvaya. If I put the mezuzah on your door, I'm doing you a favor.
I have to do it.
If I put a mezuzah for someone else, I'm obligated mitam benadam lachaver. I'm doing a berana benadam lachaver. You don't say a bracha. You ask me to do you a favor, put a mezuzah on your door. So I can't say a bracha. Asher gedishanu mitzvayis v'tivanu l'kvoya. This is a lo nachom. I'm not mechuyev benadam lachaver to put the mezuzah. Mechuyev benadam lachaver, but on that there's no bracha. So just say al kviyas mezuzah. Say bracha on the kviyah of the mezuzah. But it's not two different mitzvahs.
But if somebody put the mezuzah for themselves, right, then the other person comes along and they're going to put up their mezuzah, they want the mezuzah on there instead. So this other person, he did it for you, but there's no mezuzah, so then, isn't that, since there's a special thing, then he has a mezuzah, put it up there, and that's why he would make the rest.
But if I take, I move into an apartment where there is a mezuzah.
Right.
I take down the old mezuzah, which is kosher, and I put up a more mehudadik mezuzah.
What is the non-mehudadik? I want mine. That's for whatever reason. You have to send
the mezuzah. That's a hemshach from the mitzvah from before. Let's say I take off the tefillin, I'll das to put it back on. I put it back on a second later. So why should I say a bracha when I put back? It's a hemshach from the mitzvah from before. A bracha has already been recited on the kriyas on mezuzah. The guy takes it down, he puts
it off, and then he puts it back on again. Here, you said that the only thing is this guy's doing it for you. Now you're going to be doing it for yourself.
So again, mitzvah bo yosem and mishluch. I did the kriyas myself. So let's not take down the old mezuzah and
so
put it up myself. There is a kima, mitzvah bo yosem and mishluch. So when I move into an apartment that has mezuzahs, so maybe there's a mitzvah of Yosef Mishlucha to take down the mezuzah and put it back up again. Maybe. The Pashtus says that not. Mitzvah of Yosef Mishlucha, I'll be Pashtus. No, there's a Rashi in Shabbos later that says that yes. But the Pashtus says that mitzvah of Yosef Mishlucha is only if I have an option of either doing the B'dikas Chometz myself or having someone else do, or doing the Kiddushin myself or sending a Shliach to the wedding, or putting up the mezuzah myself or having my next door neighbor put it up. So it's preferable that I should put it up. But if the guy already put it up, the Good Samaritan, the Jewish Good Samaritan, actually, put up the mezuzahs on my door. The Chabad neighbor, nice guy, he put up the mezuzahs on my door. So they're going to say, mitzvah bo yosef mishlucha, to take it down and put it up again. So the Pashto says, mitzvah bo yosef mishlucha is lechatchila, oy belatiyosim, in advance, I have an option of either I should do it or someone should do it for me. I should choose that I should do it myself. There's a Rashi later says like that. Mitzvah bo yosef mishlucha, this is the Kuf Lamed, there's a Rashi that there's a mitzvah that you should be magdish a korban yourself. Let's say I have to bring a korban Pesach. It's a coming Pesach. So I should be magdish the korban Pesach myself. So instead I was lazy. I have no time, so I sent a shliach to the corral and I told him, pick out a nice behemoth and put on a tag. Well, no. And be magdish it as a korban Pesach. Then he comes and the shliach tells me, picked out the nicest behemoth. The bufkan, he was magdish it. So Rashi says, mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucha mid the rabbanon, there's a mitzvah to be magdish it again yourself. The second time. Pashtus is not like Rashi. That's a Chiddush by Rashi. There was such a practice in the days of the Bali Atesis. The Maharam Gutenberg has a tshuva where he writes they used to make the villages were so tiny. They barely had a minion in every village. Sometimes they didn't have a minion of Jews. Says for Parsha Zachar, everybody has to go to shul. A lot of times there was no minion in the village. So a lot of times they had to make a shidduch, an international shidduch, between one city and the other, one country and the other. They couldn't make. So let's say we sent a shliach to the Mekadesh, a girl. The shliach likes the girl, thinks it's a good shidduch, and he gives her a ring. He says, Hariyat Mekadesh is Avur HaMashalayach. And he said the brachas. The shliach said the Birchas Erisin at the time that he gave the ring to the kala. That's the halacha. And then when he brings the kala back to the chosen's home, where the chosen lives, the chosen is excited about the shidduch. And then he wants to be Mekadosh again and to say the brachas again. So there was such a practice that when the shliach was mekadosh and isha and had already recited Birchas Harrison at the time that he gave the kiddushin, when the chassan met the girl for the first time, he would give her a ring a second time, say Hari Amukudashisli, and repeat the Birchas Harrison. Maharam Brutmerg says that it's bracha levatola, and you shouldn't leave mekadosh a second time because people will come to be mefakpek and they'll think that the kiddushin done by the shliach is not valid, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with shlichas for kiddushin. So the shaila is there any sense at all to that opinion? Is there any way to justify that practice? Rabbi Yosef Engel, in the Gilyoni Hashas, the beginning of the second Perek in Kiddushin, justifies it based on this Rashi in the end of Masechta Shabbos. Since the Gemara says, Mitzvah bo Yosef Mebishluchai, if you have a choice between being Mekadosh, the girl in person, and being Mekadosh Adei Shliach, so in advance, it's preferable to be Mekadosh in person. So even B'di'evet, Rashi Shita would be that even B'di'evet, if the shliach was mekadesh, there's still midirabbanan a mitzvah to be mekadesh a second time. So then Rabbi Yosef Engel adds on, and we all know that we recite a birchas on mitzvah even on a mitzvah midirabbanan. So since according to Rashi there's a mitzvah midirabbanan to repeat the mitzvah deraisa to be mekadesh a second time in order to fulfill a mitzvah by Yosef and Bishluchai, so that's apparently what these rishonim had a practice, that they would repeat the kiddushin again in person, and then they would recite the Birchas Harrison to get a second time. But we don't have that practice today. We don't do that.
Yosef Engel say only because Kiddushin is done by the Hekdesh? So Rashi is talking
about it. Could be that the Rashi is only by Hekdesh. Right. Could be. Rashi is talking about Magdish Zayin Behema. Yeah, by Mezuzah probably even Rashi would agree that there's no heder to take down the Mezuzah and put it back up again. Anachinami. Okay, good enough. Madinah Halach Yerab Shem Ger. So the Gemara says maybe Rabbah. On Yom Tov. Right. But we, I don't know. It's a good taina. Why is the Braisa assumed for such a dumb portion that the dinim apply equally to Yom Tov as they apply to Shabbos? Father Rishon had a hard time explaining Yom Tov. So why does the Braisa say, Vein Tzach Loim, it's a dumb portion? Why? I don't know. It's a good taina.
I mean, Tosfos,
but he's asking why is it such a double pashut? If the Rishonim had to work very hard to explain it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Tosfos against the
No, we know the Braisa tells us that the din is the same. But why does it say the Ein Tzach Loimer? Why is it such a double portion? It's not a double portion. The Braisa should tell us. Why does it say the Ein Tzach Loimer beyond? Once you know the Yom Tov and Shabbos are the same, so then if the Kal V'chomer Huchmu Me'erev Shabbos is also, Kal V'chomer Huchmu B'Shabbos, Kal V'chomer Huchmu B'Yom Tov. But that itself is a chiddush, that Yom Tov should be equated to Shabbos? I don't know. So good to kasha, the Ein Tzach Loimer beyond. Means whatever the goes around Shabbos carries over to you. It's not that it's Xer, the Gemara's Lashon is it's Xer Yom Tov Atzer Shabbos. It's not Xer or Yom Tov Atzer Shabbos. Whatever is Atzer on Shabbos is carried over to Yom Tov, unless you have a Heter Echel Nefesh. Echel Nefesh is only a Heter in Malachis, not a Heter in Xer. Not permitted to go Chutz L'Tchum in order to eat food on Yom Tov. Let's say the only place to get food is by walking Chutz L'Tchum. You're not allowed to. The Marsha points out. Why are you not allowed to go Chutz L'Tchum? The answer is, the Heter Echel Nefesh only applies in the area of Malachis. Going chutz l'tchum is not a malach. So the same thing. There are malachas derais and malachas derabban, but there are gzeris. In the area of gzeris, that's what the Gemara, that's what the Ramban says. In gzeris, you can't say oichal nefesh is a het. And muktz is a pram. Okay, muktz is a pram. Let's see, we didn't do the price yet. Tar Rabban, and it says in the Tosefta, mercha shepok kunekovov me erev Shabbos. Merchatz. Beit Hamerech Shepak Tikune Kavav Me'erev Shabbos L'Matzoi Shabbos Rochitz Boi Miyad. Now, what does it mean? How do you translate the words? Shepak Tikune Kavav Me'erev Shabbos. Shirashi has two pshatim. The second pshat he quotes from his Rebbe Leviya. That means Rem is Rabbeinu Yehuda Halevi. That's not the author of the Kuzari. That's a different Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. He was a Faradi. He learned by the Rif in North Africa, in Fez. That's a different. Leviya was Rashi's Rebbe in Europe, not from North Africa. So the first pshat, Rashi has two pshat, and one is mean Pakakunikova. But his first pshat was they heated up water on Friday, and then they closed the rooms, and they closed all the windows, so the steam, so the heat would not leave the room. How hot can it be already? Let's say you fill up a bathtub on Erev Shabbos. Matzoi Shabbos is not going to be hot at all. You can close all the windows and close all the doors, and everything's still not going to be hot at all. So somehow they succeeded. Tok kunikov of here, Me'er Shabbos. And it's still warm on Matzoi Shabbos. How'd they do that trick? Rashi writes, Tok kunikov of Shalayetzichami Musoi. They somehow sealed in the heat, so it's going to retain the heat. So, Rochitz for Miyad on Matzoi Shabbos. And Rashi says, Ve'insoch lahamten b'chdei she'yasa. Me'echetese, why in the world should you think you have to wait b'chdei she'yasa? I think we'll read the Lishnachrina and Rashi, we'll understand better the first pshat. Lishnachrina, the pshat that he has from his Rebbe, Leviya, is Pokukunikova of Nat, like Rashi first wrote, Shalayetzichami Musa. No, Pokukunikova means like this. Osim the Kovim Shemechet Nishamim al Yedeim. Shoni Sakas Shehoor Nisakas Mi Bachutz Mi Tachta. You have fires on the bottom, and then you have a body of water on top somehow. And they're in the coven through which the heat goes up and accomplishes to heat the water. So the second pshat that Rashi interprets, Pokukunikova, we close the openings so the water is not getting heated on Shabbos. The first pshat in Rashi seems to learn the water is still being heated on Shabbos. The water is still heated on Shabbos. So the first pshat in Rashi is, Ein soch lamte mechdei sheyasu. What's it then if you set up the system on Erev Shabbos? Machlok is b'shami b'sul in the first place. Instead of the system on Erev Shabbos, where the melacha begins on Erev Shabbos and continues into Shabbos, so it's machlok is b'shami b'sul. We pass like b'sul that it's mutter. You're permitted to set up such a system. So this is the first pshat in Rashi is learning like that. Merchan shepakul nekavim the Erev Shabbos. I closed up the nekavim shaliyetzei chami musay shaliyetzei chami musay, and the coals are still heating up the water on Shabbos. So the din is that it's mutter. The din is like Bishilah that it's mutter. But maybe you should say that it's like we had Paris HaNoshim Mashkin Shazavu, that Tesis said later those are two cases where Malacha Shanasis Mela on Shabbos, you're not allowed to get Hanoah from it. So maybe over here also you're not allowed to get Hanoah. So he says, but you don't have to wait B'chdei She'yatzel. Amatzoi Shabbos Ein Tzoch Lamtem B'chdei She'yatzel, despite the fact that the water got heated up on Shabbos. That's what it means. Despite the fact that the water got heated up on Shabbos, then Lishmachrina Rashi is no. Pokukunikova means us in the Kam Shamechetz Nischamim Al Yedem Shuni Sakas. I saw to it on Erev Shabbos that the heat is not affecting the water on Shabbos. So the water was not Nischamim B'Shabbos. And Rashi likes the second shot better. He says Leviya V'Iker. The second shot is better than the first shot. I heard it from his Rebbe Halevi. Rashi had a few Rabbeim. So whenever it's from this Rebbe Yudah Lady, he writes Leviya. Sometimes he writes me Rabbi Isa, Rabbi Niyaka, or other Rabbi, he had a few Rabbi. Yeah, nothing happened on Shabbos. Oh, that's what he says. Rochid Bam Yacha, Arele Neschamim B'Shabbos, nothing happened on Shabbos. That's what Rashi writes. It's Musa to bathe in the water on Shabbos, because nothing happened on Shabbos. Exactly. That's exactly it. Arele Neschamim B'Shabbos. Avol B'Shabbos lo to bathe on Shabbos, not allowed. Why? Because that's Gzeres HaBalon. So the first, the Pasha Pshat, the first Pshat in Rashi, the first Pshat in Rashi is, Pokukunikov of Joshua Le'etzich HaMimusai, but the heat is still affecting the water. I set up a system on Erev Shabbos that the Melocha continues into Shabbos, that is still getting hot on Shabbos. So the Shabbos, is that Takemuta? That's Takemuta to do that. We had in the first Perek, the machlek is bishame b'silo. B'silo allow everything except for food. You're not allowed to leave food. And tell them, bosa, bosa, le beitza. El kadeshi, told them about yom. That was the second Mishnah. You test on the days, and Shalom Basak, that she told him Bog Yom, about food is Xera de Rabbanon, unlike Yud Zayin on the days, where Bishul will allow everything else under the sun. So food is not allowed. So what if it's not? Why? Because Xera Shem Yechata Bikachol. What if it's not food? What if it's water that's getting heated up on Shabbos, not for the purpose of drinking, but for the purpose of bathing? So this is the machlokes, the two pshatim in Rashi. Is this it? That the first pshat in Rashi holds that that's mutter, that's not included in Shia. Shia is only on food that people eat or drink. But to have the water get heated up on Shabbos, that's okay. It's permissible to set it up in Bod Yom, and it's permissible to be rochitz by immediately after Shabbos. Everything was mutter. And so chlam d'vchdei shiasa, no problem. And Rashi thinks that it's not correct. It's only mutter pokaku nekavov, so the heat is not affecting the water on Shabbos. Because just like this Hillel Amoyda to Beisham, you're not allowed to set up a system that the food gets cooked on Shabbos, because that's Shehiya. So the din of Shehiya applies to water also, even though the water is not for drinking purposes, the water is only for bathing purposes. So look, that's the machlek, is the two pshatim in Rashi. Is there an issue Shehiya on that? So let's see again. Merchat Shepakakun Nekavav Mir, Shabbos two pshatim in Rashi, and Motzei Shabbos Rochitz Bom Miyad, because you didn't do anything wrong. There's no problem, nothing was violated. Same thing, Pokokun the Kov of Miyard Yontif. Tosis points out that Shabbos Yontif is the same thing. Everything is the same. But now it says, what if Pokokun the Kov of Miyard Yontif? Same as Miyard Shabbos. Lemoch and Nichnas in Meizia. That's permissible on Shabbos also, Tosis says. Bizman Azer, the Gemara says on the last line in the Tav, Zeh Abim Koin Moimedes. At a later stage in the history in the Tkufa Satanaim, they prohibited Zeh. And then they prohibited more than Zeh. And then they lifted, they even prohibited Rechitza B'chamit Tveria. And then later on they saw Rosh Ein Ador V'Aymer Lehem, second line from the bottom, Hitira Lehem Chamit Tveria. So they had to repeal the last Gzer that they made on the Chamit Tveria. They repeal, however, V'Zeh Bim Koy Ma'amedes. The Gzer the Rabbanon against Gzeria remained. So this Brisa was written before, this Tosef, the Perek Dalet, was composed before they made the Yisra on Zeh. So it says, that before they made the Gzeir on Zeh, after they made the Gzeir, Dasa Beim Shabbos Beim Yontif. So this is Kodem Gzeir. After he takes the, after he's Meziah, he warms up the whole body. The Yotzei, he's allowed to go to the outer room, Umishtateif Babayis Achitza. Apparently, he's not permitted to be Mishtateif Babayis Apnimi, to take a shower inside the same room. Where they have the Zeh is not allowed, Rashi says. Why not? You're not allowed to take a shower inside the merchatz. Shelo yomra roichetz hu, lest people will think that he's being roichetz bechamin. So what's the story with this mishtata bebayis achitzin? The mishtata bebayis achitzin is warm water or cold water? So Tosfos has two pshatim, the bottom Tosfos. They quote the last line on the Amud, that the Mishtata Bebayis Achitzin is B'tzaynus. We'll see in the Hemshech HaGemar. How to say, this is when Lahaziah was still Mutter, even though they made Xeris Rechitza, Xeris Abalan, but the Xer was only against Rechitza. They never asked Lahaziah. The Yoytze to the Bayis Achitzin, he's allowed to go, Umishtatev, take a shower there, Bebayis Achitzin. What does Rashi write? The Mishtat Bebayis Achitzin Shelefnei Amerchatz V'loi B'tach Amerchatz Shelo Yomru Roi Chetzu. Less people would think that he violated the Isar of Rechitza B'Shabbos. Rechitza is to bathe in a warm bath. So he didn't bathe in a warm bath. He took a shower. So Rashi doesn't comment whether the Mishtat Bebayis Achitzin is warm hot water or cold water. Rashi doesn't take a stand on that. Doesn't say one way or the other. Just said Mishtat, that was the Machlokes Satanaim before. Rabbi Yudah distinguished between Mishtat Bechamin and Mishtat Betzainen. And the other Tanoim, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, did not distinguish. Rabbi Meir says everything is Osir. Rabbi Shimon says everything is Mutter. The three opinions before on Lama Tesla base. So how you read this Tosefta is unclear. Amar Rabbi Yudah. This is probably a misprint. It should say Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was an Amora. He wouldn't know what happened in Bnei Brak in the days of Rabbi Lozman and Zai Rabbi Akiva. He wasn't even born. So this should be Amar Rabbi Yehuda with a Yud at the end. In Babel, they couldn't confer smicha. So they didn't have rabbis, they had reverends. So Rabbi Yehuda was a reverend. But Rabbi Yehuda is a Tana. He lived in Eretz till he had smicha. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa ben Merchat Tosfos assumes that this Rabbi Yehuda is the same Tana whose opinion appears before Amar Reb Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, the three Tanoim before in the second white line on Lamed Tes on the base. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa ben Merchat Shal B'nei Brak Shepop Kukunikov Niyar Yantiv, Lamachan Nichnas Rab Lazim Razar Rabbi Kiva Behiziu Bo. Why is he telling this story? It means it's Hefe Gomer, even for a rabbi, even for a Tana, it's Mutter. It's not, there's nothing to be uncomfortable about. It's Hefe Gomer, Behiziu Bo. The Yotzu, they went to the Bayis Achitzon, in the Shtatzu, the Bayis Achitzon. This is the question, was it hot water or cold water? If it's hot water, is a problem, Rabbi Yehuda before says, it's Mutter, Becham, and also Betzain, and Mutter. The Tana Rabbi Yehuda says before in the second white line, Allah, Mites, and the Bayis, is the Mutter to take a hot shower, cold shower? So he made a compromise between Reb Shimon and Reb Meir. Reb Meir says everything is also, Reb Shimon says everything is Mutter. Reb Yehuda was the Machria, so he said, Becham, and also Betzain, and Mutter. So what's the story over here? He says, Yotzu v'nishtatzu v'bayis achitzon. So Tosfos says on the bottom line in Tosfos, b'tosevtik asim nishtatzu v'bitzayinan. Okay? Then there's no problem nishtatzu v'bitzayinan. But before you get to the last line of the Tosefta, first Tosfos learns that they were nishtatzu v'bayis achitzon with warm water, Elashacham and Shalom, Mechufim b'nisorim. So therefore what? Rashi, v'lohoy tzichim loch, Hashem and Eschamu v'shamis, Mechufim b'shalom echad. They took a warm shower, they took a hot shower, but it wasn't possible, it was clear that the warm water that they took the shower in was not Eschamu v'shamis. How do you know? Because the Cham and Shalom were Mechufim b'nisorim. The hot water was covered over with boards of wood, and the steam from the hot water could not possibly have reached the water with which they took the shower. So the water from the shower was not nischam in b'shabbos. Rashi writes, "Lo tzichem loch hashem nischam b'shabbos mechum mishalom echad." So that's what Tosfos quotes first. Pirushkan mishalom tzichem loch shalchuchum b'shabbos. Mashmir sovish and istatzu b'chamis shuchum me'erev shabbos. They say, "How can it be?" Well, the Yael on Lamites on the base also Reb Yehuda Gufei. Reb Yehuda says it's also lehishtateif b'shabbos b'chamin. You're not allowed to take chamin shuchma mi'erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to take a shower on Shabbos, and that was the compromise of Reb Yehuda between the two extreme shittas of Reb Shimon and Reb Meir. Reb Meir says everything is also. Reb Shimon says everything is mutter. Reb Yehuda says b'chamin is also. It's saying in his mutter. So he says there's a spirit. This is the Tana Reb Yehuda speaking. Should say Amar Reb Yehuda, not like we have Amar Reb Yehuda. Should say Amar Reb Yehuda, the Tana is telling over a story from Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Lozman Azariah. So he says, what does it help? Cham Shalom Chufim Midin Sorim. So we know for sure that it was Chuchma Mi'er Shabbos, but still Reb Yehuda holds that that's awesome. The Tosfos tries to patch it up a little bit. V'shem Yechalek Ben Shabbos Liyontos. Shver. Maybe this Tosefta on Lama Tes on the days is only on Shabbos. It's a Tosefta on Shabbos. And here the story was, Ma'isa b'merchas b'bnei Barak should poke in the cob in the Erev Yontif. So maybe Chamash Uchma may Erev Yontif is Mutter l'hishtateh boy, and Chamash Uchma be Erev Shabbos is also l'hishtateh boy. Maybe. So then Tosefta says, a better answer is not to learn like Rashi. A better answer is to say the way it says in the Tosefta. Explicitly, v'nishtat for b'tzaynin. Not v'nishtat for b'chamin. V'nishtat for b'tzaynin. Rashi says, you don't have to worry that maybe it was Nischam Hashem. So Rashi can't even give Tyson's answer.
Maybe there's a difference
in Beis Achim
and
Beis Achim.
They're
only
by Zayas Balon.
And
Balonim
is only in.
Why does it say Yotzei? It has to be Shabbos. Because once you're not in the Beis Achim, you don't have any Zayas Balon.
I mean, at home it wouldn't apply. That's what you were pushing for yesterday. Maybe.
What
did Rashi say Yotzei?
Maybe that's what Rashi means. Yotzei is Becham Yotzei.
What did Rashi say Yotzei? Mishtat b'ayis hachitzin shulafnei amerchas lo b'toch amerchas shelo yomro rochetu. You're not allowed to take a shower in the Beis Amerchas because of a Mari sign. When you walk out, people will think.
All this is only inside. That's what he asked.
No, Rashi says you shouldn't be mishtateh in the Beis HaMerchad because people may be choshed Yerushala Yomru Reichitzu.
Came from inside, but
yeah. The people will be choshed Samar inside. People will think that he did Rechitza inside. That's what Rashi says. You want to say inside is the Gzeres HaBalanim and outside there's no Gzeres HaBalanim at all. But Rashi didn't say it like that. Rashi before, Mishtatev says a different term. Mishtat ba'is hachitzu shalifte ha-merchus la-betach ha-merchus shalayomra rechitzu. Lest it's a maritime. People who weren't there will think that they must have taken a beer. Except for a different reason.
If it would be Zeres HaBalonim on the outside, washing in common, they have Zeres HaBalonim. How could they wash the common?
So they said Mishtatev. Mishtatev is not bathing. To take a bear. No, the text says no. The Tana Rav Yehuda is the one that says that it's also. So they distinguish between Shabbos and Yom Tov. They say maybe on Yom Tov you're more makel. Oh, I don't know.
Maybe Rashi has no
shabbos. Yeah, but don't you see from the previous Rashi, Dima Mascha Mishtatei, that he makes the distinction between Bais Achitz and the Bais Hapnimi. He doesn't say because Bais HaPanim is the Gzeres HaBalon, Bais HaChitz and there's no Gzeres HaBalon. He says Bais HaPanim is also because of Amar Esayin. Shalayam
of Rechitzu. But there is no Gzeres HaBalon, so it's only because of Amar Esayin. It's only because of Amar
Esayin. So he says Bais HaChitz and there isn't even Amar Esayin. Bais HaPanim, there is Amar Esayin. But it's all, it's not...
Bais HaPanim, that's what you're saying. Bais HaPanim is only Amar
Esayin. He doesn't say because Bais HaPanim is Gzeres HaBalon. That's what it sounds like. Maybe before it's Reb Yud is giving his own opinion, but he has to tell the truth that Rab Loza Ben Azariah Reb Akiva held that it's Mutta. Loza Ben Azariah Reb Akiva held like Rab Shimon that everything is Mutta.
Isn't the whole Pashas in the Sugya before that there's no Chilut between Yom Tov and Shabbos? That's the whole Kasha. You know, when the Gemara brings, the Gemara says Ki Haitana. The whole cash of the Gemara
was no difference in Rechitza B'chamen B'yontif or B'shtatev, but about Huchma Me'erev Yontif, so that's what Tyson says, maybe there is a chiluk Huchma Me'erev Yontif, so we do make a chiluk. Yeah,
the Marasayan problem is only within certain parts of the Mecca, not the people outside of the
if the guy's going to be Mishtatev in the Merchatz and then he's going to go out, the people may think that he was Rochitz in the Merchatz. Apparently it's not so crowded there.
And if he's Mishtatev in the Beis HaChitz, people outside the whole structure are going to know where he shared.
I don't know. Apparently in the Beis HaChitz there are more people. So it would be... Yeah. So again, so this was at the early stage that they allowed, they didn't permit Rechitza, but they did permit Lahazia. When the other Tanaim heard about this, that in Bnei Brak they still practice the heter muta lahazia b'Shabbos or beyond the famru afal pi shein chamishalom. So first they said lahakel, not only is the muta chamishalom mechuf min esarim afal pi shein chamishalom mechuf min esarim. So first they said you can even make them more than Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar, and Azar. However, a few years went by. Mishirab Rabbi Avera. Then it's chilul leser. Then the chachamim prohibited you're not allowed to be mazia at all. You're not allowed to be mazia means if you go, then you sit there for a while. I'm an osla hazia. But if you have a big city, and the big metropolis has a big base americas and has a big room where everybody's mazia, and I have to get from this side to the other side, so instead of walking around and around the whole city block, I want to walk through the whole cheder hazia. Yeah, everybody's sitting there undressed, so I'm going to walk through it quickly. I'm not going to stay there so long that I'm going to be mazia. So that's permissible. But Toshal Krachim, if it's in a big city, Tabla and Beinu Choshesh, you're permitted to walk through. There's no Marisain, the 100 people inside, so there's no problem with Marisain. You're allowed to walk through, and no one will be Choshesh that you were Mazir. Because you walk through 1, 2, 3. It says, Mishirab Rav Yavere, so the Chachamim forbade, Yishchivu Le'asar. They asked it even Lahazir. What exactly happened? Amar Rav Shimon Paz, Amar Rav Shimon Levi, Shem Bar Kappar, B'tchilo, Ayirat Tzimcham, and Shulchman, Me'er Shabbos. Originally, before everything, before anything happened, they used to heat up water on Erev Shabbos, they used to have in the bathhouse the hot water, and the people would bathe in the warm water on Shabbos. Itzchila ba'alam l'hachem b'Shabbos. So they used to be mechal Shabbos, heat up the water on Shabbos. Why should they heat up the water before lich benshin at 5? They should set it up at 5 o'clock. No one's going to go when you go to daven and shul mincha ma'ariv kabbalah Shabbos, the whole meal till the benching till his mirrors. There's going to be 2-3 hours. They're not going to have any customers. So he turned off the fire then. Turned off when he locked up his bathhouse at 5 o'clock. That everyone should go for Shabbos. He turned off the fire. Then he used to bench quickly at home. He said v'tzei, said kiddush and v'tzei everything. Then he came and he turned on the fire on Shabbos half an hour before the customers are going to come, 7:30 or so, 8:30, whatever. And then he puts up the sign, it's going to be open 9 o'clock. Customers should come. So he's chilu habalonim l'hachim this Shabbos. Remember, Shabbos u'chamu. They told a lie and they fooled everybody into believing that there was no chilu Shabbos. So the rabbi saw what's going on. Also, a sachamim. So he said, you're not allowed to bathe. Rechitza b'chamim is also. That's when they originally started the first season, number one, rechitza b'chamim, because of the arvei avera. However, they still, the days of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, rechitza b'chamim was also, but lahaziyah was muta. That was in the second stage. So they saw a lot of people were violating the gzera of the Rabbanan, and they were making believe that they only did zeyah. So the chacham also learned it's hazeyah. So they had to ask hazeyah, so the people wouldn't be able to give a teretz. They wouldn't be able to violate rechitza b'chamim to give a teretz that they're doing lahaziyah. So now there's no teretz at all. So they answered everything. However, v'hitiru chamitveria. But to bathe in chamitveria was mutter. They only asked to bathe in warm water, that's chami ha'ur. The chamitveria, they assumed that was the machlokes hatanaim on the previous daf. The chamitveria, the bottom of lamites and manal, do we assume chamitveria is told us hachama, it's told us aish? The hitiru chamitveria, they never asked it. Even if you should assume la loche, Shaila, how should we assume that Hamitveria is told to say Eish or not? Even if one should assume that Hamitveria is told to say Eish, but still, it's not Hidid B'diyotam. Even if it is told to say it's not Hidid B'diyotam. So you can still say the Hitiru Hamitveria. You can still say that there's still a distinction between Rechitza B'Hamitveria, which is men, which is Shalob B'diyotam at all, is B'day Shamayim, as opposed to Rechitza B'Hamitveria, which is B'diyotam. So the Rabbanim saw that this is not a good system. The people would be lying. They would say we were bathing in naturally warm water, and it wasn't true. It was heated up the day Adam, and some of it was heated up on Shabbos. So the Chama had to ask, and they had to slap on it and everything. So the first stage they asked Rechitza B'Chama. Second stage they asked Lahazeya, Lahazia B'Chama. Third stage they asked Rechitza B'Chama Tveri. Then they saw but the bathing cold water is muta. However, Rosh Ein Ador B'Ramilayim, they saw that this gzera, this is too much. Das Reiv and Chamitveri is too much. Etzeinah Reivat Tibi Yicholam Lamebos. So Hitira Lehem Chamitveri. That's a discussion that Tosfos has in Maseches Avodah Zarah. When you have gzera Shein Reivat Tibi Yicholam Lamebos, so the Gemara says you're not supposed to make such a gzera. What if you made a gzera, and then at the time you made the gzera, you thought that Reivat Tibi Yicholam Lamebos, and afterwards you see that it's just not going. It's not taking. So do you say that it falls apart by itself, or do you say no? Hitiru lahem. So from our Gemara, from other Gemara, Tosfos shows from Avodah Zarah, it doesn't fall apart by itself. If afterwards Rosh Ein Ador B'Rayim lahem, then hitiru lahem chamitra. You have to be matir. Ein Rebat Tzibi Chalal Amba is grounds to repeal the gzera, even though normally to repeal the gzera, the Rabbanan you require Gadol B'Chachma V'Minyan. You don't need Gadol B'Chachma V'Minyan. Any bezin can be repealed. But they see that it's just not working out. The Zebim Kaina Medis, but Gzera number two, as well as Gzera number one, remains intact. Gzera number one was on Rechitza B'Chamin. Gzera number two was on Zeya B'Chamin. Gzera number three was the one that was originally instituted and repealed about Rechitza B'Chamin Tveria. And number four was never an exam. Rechitza B'Tzayna was never an exam.
So
does that mean if people just simply don't want to follow the Gzeira Rabbanan anymore, they get everybody together, they start violating the Hamas, and then...
I mean,
where
Bezdin
institutes a Gzeira, and the people are not happy about it, to let them all vote by not observing. The Bezdin's authority to make a Gzeira stems from the Koyach HaTzibah. If the Tzibah doesn't want to accept it, so the Bezdin has no authority to institute
it. Well, once it was
there.
Accepted at one time, then it's accepted.
I think so. Yeah. Once it was accepted at one time in history, even if in a later generation the people are not happy with it, it's too late. But initially, the people can decide they don't want it, and they just won't observe it. So if they'll demonstrate that by non-observance, so then Bezim will have to repeal it. Sure. So we had all the different stages in the development of the Halacha. How can you say there's no development of Halacha? Stayed with it. Every generation, they kept on changing the Din Rabbanan. Shabbos on Din Beraisa was the development. Din Rabbanan, of course, is developing. In every generation, you have to see what Gzeris are needed, what Gzeris are not needed. Omar Rabbi, hi, man, dover at the Rabbanan. Am I allowed to call you, you maneuver, you mamza, you shagit, you ben anida? I'm a vaza person. It's like, no, it's dorm. You're not allowed to. What if the guy deserves all of his yarn? Then you are allowed to. So the Shabbos, but what if I exaggerate? I'm a vaza him more than he deserves. If he walked in the morning when he woke up in the dormitory, he walked out of Amos without washing Negel Vasa next to the bed. So I'm allowed to call him Mamzer Russia Ben Anida? No. It depends, it has to correspond. So the Shaila is, what if a person violates Anisa de Rabbanan? Are you allowed to call him Ashegitz? Avar Yone? Are you allowed to call him an Avar Yone? Or is that Oino Azvar? I'm not allowed to be Mavazah him. The title that I call him, Avar Yone, doesn't correspond to the Averit, to the Chaimer Adin. The Rabbi says it does correspond. You see from the Braisa, hi, Mad Avar Ad Rabbanon, if somebody is a Shegitz, he only violates an Issa de Rabbanon. Sure, the Mikri Lei, Avar Yone, Kiman, where does Rabbi get it from? Whose opinion is it? Zavte Kihai Tane, from this Braisa, because it says, Mishirabu Avar Avera. It says, Mishirabu Avar Avera. Well, what happened, Mishirabu Avar Avera? They were violating the Issa de Rabbanon. They weren't yet violating the Issa de Raisa. They're only violating the Yisrael Rabbanon of Lahaziyah. The original Zera de Rabbanon, not to do Rechitza B'chamen on Shabbos, was instituted because people were mamish, the Balonim were cooking water on Shabbos. But then, why did they ask their Zeya? Because the people were bathing on Shabbos in hot water, and they were saying, Baba Mai says that they only did Lahaziyah, which was still mutter. So they were violating an Issa de Rabbanon. So that's why they had to add on. They added on another Issa, even Lahaziyah. So you see that we call a person Avaryan. We call him an Avaryan, even though he only violated an Issa de Rabbanon. That's how Rashi writes. Vein kan al aver is divrayim shosu es hachamin. So you see that he's called a Baal aver. Postulated. The person violates an aver deraisa sheish from misa malchus is posulatus menatera de rabbanon. So the person violates an aver de rabbanon, there's never any misa on an aver de rabbanon, but there's makas maida. So the Rambam writes in Hilchasedus, the person violates an isa de rabbanon sheish from makas maida. So called the tikkun rabbanon came deraisa tikkun. So there will be, he will become posulatus mid de rabbanon. Also, in the Rabban, yeah, the Yisra and Lahaziyah and the Yisra and Chami Tveria, at the time that they were Kayam,
No,
when they saw that the Gzeira and Chami Tveria is any Yechol Alamoid, Rosh and Adar Brahim Elahan, if the Gzeira Shem Rabba Tziva Cholam Lamabot, so you have to reveal it. When it gets to this, it's all the same thing. Whenever the person makes an Issa de Rabbanon, and they see it's too difficult, that Tziba's just not going to go along. We call them Avaryonim, calls man the Gzeris, but talk more. But once we reveal the Gzeris,
so they're not
Avaryonim.
No. They still were
the Balei Averis. Shas they were Balei Averis, yeah.
And now everybody can do it to the first ones in Tzitzin.
First one was Shkotzin, okay. Okay. That's what it sounds like. I think so. Then the Gemara has a comment on the din in the Braisa. Am batoshal krachim etayel b'em b'en achoshesh. Guy wants to go from this side of the bathhouse to the other side instead of walking around the city block. Wants to walk through. On my Rava says, davki krachim, only if it's a gigantic bathhouse. I will declare him, but if it's a big city, then it's a gigantic bathhouse. So matama, there'll be a walkway, there'll be a path in the middle of the bathhouse where you'll be able to walk through without perspiring, without having Zeya in the middle. I will decry him, but if it's a little village, lie. It's not going to be it's a small village, it's not going to be such a big bathhouse. So there isn't going to be such a path in the middle of the bathhouse where you can go. Cave in the Zutrim, since it's a small little building, Nofesh Havla, it's going to be hot, even if the pathway in the middle. So when you just walk through it quickly to get from one side to the other, It's also a violation of Lahaziyah. Okay, enough for the Gzera Derabbanan. So that's the whole story from the beginning to the end, the whole story of the Gzera Sabbalan. So now the Gemara goes back there. Let's go back to Bishul Deraisa. What are the dinim of Bishul Deraisa? Tana Rabbanan says in a Braisa, Mischaim Madim Keneger Amdura. I'm allowed to sit if I'm chilly. I'm allowed to sit next to the furnace and warm my body. That's not a problem. Then, V'yotze, I can go into another room, U'mishtateit b'tzainet, and I can bathe. I can pour cold water on my body. Okay. When I pour the cold water on my body, the cold water is going to become a little warm because my body was warmed up in advance. But that's okay. That's not called v'chitza b'chamin. I'm pouring cold water on my body, the water will become warmed up a little bit because of the how hot can the body be? It's not going to be 200 degrees, it'll drop in. The body's not going to be so hot. No. This is good. Instead of being 90 degrees, how hot can the body go? 120 degrees. How hot can the body be already? It's going to pour water on the garnish. Nothing will happen. However, the other direction, you're not allowed to. But actually, start the is keneged amdura. That you're not allowed to do. First, to take a cold shower, so you're all sopping wet. And then to stand in front of the furnace to warm up your body. To warm the body is okay. But if you're dripping wet with warm water, with cold water on your body, then you stand in front of the madura, then it's going to be mafsha maim shol. You're going to cause the water to become potion. You're not going to cause the water to become yatzaletis. It's not going to become yatzaletis. Mafshir, it's going to become potion. So why is it osir? What does Tosfos says? Menteisha mafshir, maim shol, the kulish maitz masnisin gabi mechem shibinem mashma, the lach maim shol shtia mutter, if shen lezer bishula. To make lukewarm is mutter, only to make yatzaletis is osir. How much is yatzaletis is a question. Different opinions. But poshrim, by definition, what are the different opinions? Hamz yatzal lettuce. So the Shmir Shabbos Kochosa has a suggestion, I think, 114 degrees. Where did he come up with 114 degrees? Because he quotes, there's a Gemara in Chulin in the first parak where there's a machleika samaran. I have a sakim shal shchita which I use all the time, and I shecht an animal. Doesn't say in the Gemara whether I shecht a cow or I shecht a bird or a duck. It doesn't say what kind. I shecht an animal. Turns out the animal is a trefa. Trefa, you're not allowed to eat it. So the Shabbos, did the knife become trefa? Is there a blia of the trefa shamnunis going into the knife? Why shouldn't there always be a problem with the dam? Whenever you shecht any animal, there should be a blia of the dam in the knife. So that's a good question, but the Gemara assumes it's not a problem. Somehow the Gemara assumes the dam mishrik shari. Somehow the blood is going to roll off of the knife. But the Shabbos, what about the shamnunis of the trefa animal? Is that going to be nibble into the knife? So if something is tzainin, if everything is tzainin, so there's no bli of a tzainin. If the thing is chamin, so then if it's yatzal letters, then there is going to be a bli. So the Gemara has a machlekes whether beis hashchita tzainin or beis hashchita roseach the neck at the time of shchita, is it tzainin below yatzal letters or is it chamin above yatzal letters? So we pass on that it's tzainin. We pass on that the knife does not become us. So the shaila is, what degree temperature is it that they're fighting in the Gemara, whether it's tzainin or roseach? So the Shmir Shabbos Kochosi quotes that they made experiments 50 years ago. So they made an experiment and they tested, they took a knife, sakon shel shchita, and they shechted different kosher animals. I was talking about shechting kosher. So they shechted a deer, they shechted a goat, and a calf, and a lamb, and a sheep, and a cow, and a bull, everything, all the kosher animals. And it was pretty low degree temperature. The neck was pretty low degree. The highest was in a duck. And the duck was something like 113 degrees. And that's, so he said, and that's the machlekes in the Gemara, whether it's based on shchita, tzaina, based on shchita, resech. And obviously it's close to resech, it's close to yatzaletis. Otherwise, what are they fighting about? So we pass in la halacha based on shchita, tzaina. That's because the worst it can be, the maximum heat it can have is 113 Fahrenheit. What if it be a little higher? Then it'll already be on the other side of the line. Then it'll be roseach. So he says, what tied 113, 114? So 114 is already a possibility that maybe that's a little funny. What's higher than 113? Say 113.1? Why do you say 114? Maybe it's 123. What units do you go? You go in units of 1 degree Fahrenheit. Maybe you go in units of a half a degree Fahrenheit. Maybe you go in 10 units Fahrenheit. I don't know. So that's what the Shmir Shabbos Chosid quotes. So someone made a survey, and the shechting the duck, the neck was the hottest of all. And he said that's what the Gemara has the machlokes, and we paskin it's taka borderline. we paskin based on shechita tzayne. But if it would have been 1 degree higher, then perhaps everybody would agree that that's based on shechita itself. So that's how they came to the conclusion that it's 114. Yeah. Others didn't figure it like that with that experimentation. They figured, we'll test it. How do you test it? So Rashi says, the word, the loshin, yad, soledes, Rashi says, where it says in Rashi, Iyuf, chapter Vav, is from the loshin, asal de bechila mitpanecha. Means the person sticks his hand in the water and he jumps away. Yeah, but it means he's not prepared. He didn't realize that it's going to be burning hot water. But if the guy's making an experiment, so he knows in advance that he's going to put his hand in to see how hot the water is. He's only going to jump his hand away if it's going to be scalding hot. He's going to burn it. It's not going to be burning hot, so he knows in advance it's going to be hot water. So it's a bad experiment. The experiment has to be that someone has to surprise you. They have to tell you, here, put your hand in the cold water, and then it turns out that it's hot, to see whether your instinctive reaction is going to be to jump away. So it's very hard. It's very hard to judge. So that's many amachma, anything from 120 up, is possibly considered yatzaledes, and we assume that that's a chumrah. Not only 114 we make, but we assume even 120 is also a chumrah. I seem to remember Rav Soloveitchik thought that it's something between 140 and 160. Then Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he talks about what could possibly be the highest degree of yatzaledes. Not talking what's the lowest to be machmir for what may be yatzaledes. He's talking what may possibly be the highest of yatzaledes. Why is he trying to figure out what may be the highest? Because there is a din in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that if a nochri handles wine that was already in his bashel from before, there's a Jewish company manufactures kosher wine and it's yayin mevushel, and then comes a nochri and handles the wine. If a nochri manufactures wine and he makes it mevushel, so when he manufactured the wine, he already acid the wine. So what does it help if he cooks the wine? He doesn't make it kosher by cooking it. Once it already nestar, so it remains also the yayin mevushel. But if the wine was manufactured by a Jewish company, and the Jewish company cooked it, and the Nochri doesn't handle the wine until it's already in his bashel, so then we have a din in the Gemara, the Yayin Mevushel, Leim Mishum Maga Nochri. There's no issur. So the shaila is, how Mevushel does the wine have to be that it should be considered Yayin Mevushel? So the Shulchan Aruch refers you to the Sefer Or Zeruah. Or Zeruah is one of the Rishonim, the Rebbe of the Maharam Ritzmerk, who in turn was the Rebbe of the Rosh, and the Morskan of Gos Maimini. Or Zeruah writes a suffix. The Gemara on Shabbos Daf Mem Amud Beis, that's what he quotes, discusses regarding Shemen and Mayim, whether Hefshera Zehu Bishulo or Hefshera Lo Zehu Bishulo. How hot do you have to cook the water? And how hot do you have to cook? What temperature do you have to cook Shemen? That it should be a violation of Bishul. Is it enough if you make it lukewarmer? Do you have to cook it till the point of Yad Soledes? So the Or Zeruah says, well, that's his suffix. How much do you have to cook the wine that it should be labeled as Yayin Mevushel that the Maga Akum won't answer? The reason why Maga Akum doesn't answer Yayin Mevushel is because Yayin Mevushel was never Korav HaGabi HaMizbech in the Beis HaMikdosh. Yayin Shenizbashel was possible and Asar HaGabi HaMizbech. Apparently we assume it's Yayin Garua. So therefore, just like we would never bring it on the Mizbech, so they will have though, they will never bring it L'Avoy Dezor. So if the Yayin is ready Mevushel, there's no Chashash of Nisul. The Nochri is not going to handle it L'Shem Nisul because it's a Bizoin. It's a priestess HaKovet to the Avodah Zarah to pour Yayin Mevushel. If the Nochri manufactures the wine, the Gemara says, that's also Mishum B'nei Teyah. I may want to marry his daughter in order to have a lifetime supply of this delicious wine. So that's an Iser of Yayinam Stam Yayinam is also B'shtiyah. Forget about Hanor. It's also B'shtiyah, Mishum B'nei Teyah. Then the Gemara says, why did they ask this Stam Yayinam even B'Hanor? Why is it Iser from Bishalak? Why is it different from Bishalakum and Patakum? Which is also because of B'nei Seim, because it may lead to intermarriage. So they only asked B'achila Muta Bano. Why is Stam Yainim even Asa Bano? So the Gemara says, in addition to the concern of B'nei Seim, intermarriage, it may lead to intermarriage. There's an additional concern. Maybe the Nochri was Menasa Chitla Rizam. So we say like this, if the Nochri manufacture the wine and they have a system where they cook the wine, so that's, so apparently there's no Chashash Nisuf, but still a Chashash B'nei Seim. So it'll be Asa B'shti Muta Bano. If the Nochri handles Jewish wine, even though there's no chashash b'naseihem al pi pashtus, b'naseihem means I'll enjoy this kosher wine so much, I want to marry Mr. Carmel's daughter, or Mr. Jerusalem's daughter. I'm not going to marry the Goy's daughter. The Goy pours the wine. Why should I marry his daughter? He doesn't have the wine. The one who manufactures the wine. I may decide to marry his daughter. So if the Nochri is handling a Jew's wine, The chashash al pipashtus, some rishonim say not so, but al pipashtus, the achrenim say, the chashash of chasnus should not apply over there. So that should only be a concern of nisuch. So if the nochri is handling a Jew's wine which has already been cooked in advance, and we would never use it in asach agav yamizbet because it's garua, then the nochri would never use it for avodah zarah either. It's garua for us, garua for them. So then there's no chashash of nisuch, so then it's mutter mikol v'kol. It's mutter b'shtiya, because there's no chashash nisuch, and it's mutter b'ano. It's mutter b'shtiya because it's done by the same, it wasn't manufactured by the goy, and it's mutter b'ano because there's no chashash of nisuch. So the Azarua wants to know how high a temperature do you have to cook the wine that it should be considered yai mevushol, that it should be pasul and nasach agavi hamizbech, and therefore the nochum would never worship love by the zara, and therefore the magakum would not. So he refers it to this sugya. It's a tulpul in the Gemara. He says whether it's enough hefsher is el bishuloi, that the nochri warmed it up till it's lukewarm. 90 degrees is enough. 90 degrees is more than room temperature. It's warm. 90, 95 degrees is enough. 100 degrees is enough. Bishul. Or do you need yatzah lettuce? He's mesupet. So he says, well, we'll go lechumra. You need really mevushal. So that's where Moshe Feinstein quotes. He says that some other rabbanim, he claims some other rabbanim made a mistake. They misunderstood from the Shulchan Aruch and from the Shach and Yeridaya that you have to cook the wine till it's bubbling, mamash, till it's malah v'sicha, and it's evaporating. Part of the wine is evaporating. So he said, where'd they get, in order to be called Yayim Mevushal, so he said, where'd they get that from? The Azarua had a suffix, whether have sherizel bishulai for stam yeinam or you need dafki yatzah lettuce. He never raised the possibility. It has to be so hot that it should be 212 degrees to start to evaporate. That there was never bo b'cheshbon such a possibility. So Moshe says that that's not correct. That's why Moshe claims that all the pasteurized wines are all Yayim Mevushal. We have on the wines, they all say they're pasteurized, the regular American wines. So they say they're all the Kedem wine. It says pasteurized, and some of them say mevushal, some of them say non-mevushal. So Moshe says that's not true. What do you mean non-mevushal? If it's pasteurized, it's already past the point of yatzah lettuce. So it is mevushal. It is mevushal. Now there are some poskim who hold that it's only called mevushal if it's megareya the wine, if it makes it inferior quality. So they say that the wine that's cooked today, that's pasteurized, doesn't really make an inferior quality. The expert wine tasters can tell the difference between Yayin Mevushal and Yayin Sheina Mevushal, but the Hamaynam can't really tell the difference. The regular customers can't really tell the difference. So that's what some other Paskim Taina, Rav Al Yashiv, Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyenbach, they Taina that the Hefter in the Gemara, that Yayin Mevushal, Eima Mishum Maga Akum, shouldn't apply Bizman Hazeh to the pasteurization process because it's not Megarea the wine. It's not considered Yayin Garuah. Yai Mevushal, Ein Ba'magakim is only if the Bishul was Megarveh the wine. Rav Shlomo Zalman quotes the two readings in the Rambam. He says in the standard editions of the Rambam in Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach, the Rambam says that you're not allowed to use Yai Mevushal Agav Yam Mizbeach. So in the standard editions, the reading is you're not allowed to use Yai Mevushal or Yayin that's Garua, either one or the other. So Shlomo Zalman thinks that that's not a correct reading. He thinks that in the Frankel edition of the Rambam they have a different reading that says Yai Mevushal that became Garua. He says they should go together, not Oho Oze. Either Yai Mevushal Shalo Garua or Yai Garua. He says no, Yai Mevushal that the Bishul caused it to become Garua, inferior quality wine. So that's called Yai Mevushal that they would probably never be Menasa Chitla Vedizar. Anyway, so that's Rav Moshe's time. So Rav Moshe doesn't agree with Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Al Yashiv. He says, look, the Halakha Tanaim Amud Gezokta in the Gemara, the Yai Mevushal, there's no there, there are bones. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. We don't have to krich harayin what the reason is. The reason doesn't apply. B'zman Hazeh said the din doesn't apply. He said they never made a gzeira of Magakum. If I know the Nochri was Negev, the Shema of a Desire, so then I got a problem. You have a problem on water also. That the Nochri is going to pour water. And as he's pouring the water, he says he's pouring it the Shema of a Desire. So the water becomes the kruvis also. There's no lach l'moshe mesina that says only wine becomes the kruvis. It could be menasach mayim also. The mishraista and avodah zarah talk about water. That's a mayim nesach. Not only is there yai nesach, you can have orange juice that's nesach. You can have tomato juice that's nesach. You can have anything that's nesach. But we're only choshesh on yayin. Traditionally, we're not choshesh on yayin. So Moshe says, look, it says in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, that yayin mevushal is not there. What's the definition of bishul? So there's a suffix in the Azarah. So we go l'chumre. That if it's just hefsher or lozel bishul, you have to have dafki yatzaladis. Or yatzaladis, know how much. So then Rav Moshe discusses how high do you have to cook the wine that it should be considered yatzaladis. So here, no one's going to say 114. 114 is the lowest that it possibly could be. The Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa quotes those who are machmer. Maybe 114 is also called, because 113 is the highest that the heat of the neck is in the duct. So maybe 114 is above Beis HaShchita. Beis HaShchita is saying that that's 113. 114 Fahrenheit is Yatzaledes. So that's Lechumer. But what if you want to go Lechumer in the other direction? So you're going to say anything above 120? No, we say 120, that's Lechumer. We know it's something higher than that. But Rav Shalvei thinks it's between 140 and 160. And 161 is already Bevada Yatzaledes. And Moshe says, not so can this. So he says, in one place he says, Kuf Pehe, 185 degrees. 185, that's very shvei. 185 is Mamash Yad Nichbas. Rav Moshe himself contradicts himself. In other places, unless there's a misprint, one place he has 185 degrees. Another place he writes 175. Maybe a little lower than 175. So that's the shaila. How high does the degree temperature have to be when they're pasteurizing wine that Rav Moshe will say that it's considered Yayin Mevushel, that Mag Akum will not us? So that's the shaila. What's the degree temperature that B'chol HaDeis is called Yatzaledes? That's the same thing we're talking about. The same numbers that we're working on.
Well, 40 degrees, I think, is even lower than 113. I think it's already
going to
be lower than that.
Wait a minute,
32. 37 is body temperature.
37 is body temperature.
37 is body temperature.
No,
36.5.
36.5
is the official life temperature. In yours, at least. Okay, so that's 98. So what do you say? Anything from 40 to 40 is something like 120. 40 is approximately 120. Okay. It's the same as we're talking about, 120 to 185.
114.
114 or 104? No. The Shmuel Shabbos quotes that the neck of the duck was 113, and that the Gemara had a machlekes. No, so he says 114. That's the chumra. That's a wild chumra. 114. So that's a little more reasonable chumra is 120, but it's also a chumra. So you say 40. That's approximately, I guess, 120. It's the same range. It's about the same range.
But also, as far as Yanni Nassaf these days, even visuals, how could that help? Because Glenn will use Mevushel wine for communion. So nowadays it should be even more common. No? Because they use Mevushel wine for.
If we know that they actually use this for Nesach, so then it'll be awesome. If they use this for the transubstantiation, what's the communion? I think is the transubstantiation.
Right.
So then the Darkei Tshiva writes that that's not necessary, that's Avodah Zarah Mamash, because according to their belief, the wafer with the wine are converted into the blood and the flesh of Osahuish. The Osahuish is their Getchke, that's the Avodah Zarah itself. So if they have wine that's left over from their hocus pocus ceremony that they call it, so then that's called Avodah Zarah Mamash. Aye, but it's not so. So all Avodah Zarah is not so. All Avodah Zarah is not so. But if that's what they believe, so that's called Avodah Zarah. So wine is, if they're menasach, if we're choshish from Maga Akum, maybe they were menasach it. So the Gemara says, if you know for sure that it was used in transubstantiation, you know for sure that it was nesnasach. So even water shenesnasach is also going to be awesome. Menater, water, mayim nesach is also awesome. We're talking about the Gzera de Rabbanim. Gzera de Rabbanim was never instituted on Yayim Mevushel. So even though Bizman is there, the reason for it doesn't apply, the Pashto says the Gzera doesn't apply. So they have a long tshuva that they printed for Rav Yashiv a few years ago. We went to a whole arichas about this. which cases do we say that the din of the Rabbanan change when the reason no longer applies, and when do we say the dinim stay the same? So it's a major topic. So he fishes around. Sometimes the din does change, sometimes the din doesn't change. So he sends over here, the din does change. The pasha should be like Rav Moshe, the din should not change over here. So very, very tshuva there, Rav Yashar has. And since Bizman Azer, the Yayin Shemavushal is not considered Garua, therefore the din should change, and even Yayin Mavushal should also be included in the Gzer Darba. The pasha says, Faket, that it should not be. The din should not change. If Bizman Agamar, they were never Goyzer, so we're never Goyzer. So Nachamal, so what is Tosis? The top Tosis asks, what do you mean with Nesha Maf Shemaim Shalach? You're permitted to warm your body next to the furnace and then take a cold shower, that's okay. But to take a cold shower then, well actually, start the Bitsayin of Yisham Kenegan Amazim Shemesha Maf Shemaim Shalach. The Tosis says, Maf Shemaim Shalach, what's wrong? Have Sher Lo Zer Bishula, it's Mutter. The Tosis says, Hochad Asurim, why is it Asur? First, you've got demikin roiched, because rechitza bechamid. That's why. So how does that answer the kasha? The pashtas, you see, that Tosfos seems told that rechitza bechamid is aser, not only if it's yatza lettuce, even if it's only poshrim. That was Rabbi Kivege quoted in Machlekes Achrayim in the tshuva. Rabbi Kivege spoke about women going to the mikveh. If you're going to use a warm mikveh on Shabbos, is there an isa gzeres habalanim anat? So that thought the whole thing was a joke. Is it just go in, you go out? It's not rechitza by definition. But all the classical poskim, Avnei Nezer lived in the early 1900s. But until Avnei Nezer, all the poskim considered seriously that there was a problem over here, rechitza b'chamin. So Rabbi Kivege discusses, when is the isa rechitza b'chamin apply? Is it only if the chamin is yatzo lettuce, or even if it's only poshim? So that's a simple reading of the top tesis. Tosfos says, "Hefsher lo zehu bishulo." If you're talking mitzad the problem of bishul, but if you're talking about zeres habalanim, so zeres habalanim applies even if the water is only poshrim. Ki roiches b'mayim chamim. That's a simple reading of Tosfos. That if you bathe in mayim poshrim, that's enough to be an iser of zeres habalanim. Neshamaf shemayim shom. Unless you'll say over here, you're not allowed to be mafshir because it may stay there longer and you'll cause the water to become yatza lettuce. So then what does Tosfos have to say that it's also because of gzeres habalan? If you stay longer, that'll become yatza lettuce. It'll be bishul. It'll be bishul on the water. Well, bishul is worse than gzeres habalan. So pashat shanat, and that may lead to something worse. That itself is the yisus. It sounds like rechitza b'poshim is also. That's the pashat shanat in Tosfos. Okay, Tana Rabbana, want to say another Tosefta.
Why do we have a minute? Here's a class of negative. We have a Tana Rabbana's son, he's like a cold shower. We have a minute
to
be machmir. Where did that
minute
come from? The Gemara seems to say,
when
a whole bunch of times, that taking the shower, rinsing with cold water seems to be okay.
Right. That's what we asked yesterday. It's very shrift. The Gemara said, Bishamir, B'makam Misilei Mishnah. And Rav Moshe has a tshuva, and the Pesachei tshuva quotes this in the Shivat Zion, that whenever it's Omdil Aminyan, so not only Bishamay B'makam Mishulei Mishnah, any Machlokes HaTanoim, whenever Omdil Aminyan, there's nothing gained, there's no Midas Chassidus to be Machma for the minority opinion. It was outvoted. So how is it shaykh to have a Minig to be Machma like Rav Meir, the Minig from the Balei HaTesis, if there was Omdil Aminyan? I don't know. It's a very strong kash.
I think
Nugzeris, because there's a Yeridus Hadaris, there's a Yeridus Hadaris, and we're afraid that they'll do more Isurim. Okay. Because of swimming. So swimming, the Gemara also says, is only Aser if it's a river. Oh, so Baita, we're more machma than in the Gemara. Means in every generation, you have minhagim. It says, Ushmatam es mishmati, asum mishmeres from mishmati. So that pasuk is not only speaking to the Rabbanim, that the Rabbanim asu siyog later, the bezna godel, or the odan sheknes agdolish introduced. The people have the right to introduce on their own also. You want to introduce to wait 6 hours between fleshiks and milchiks and minik. You want to introduce whatever other minhagim gezuntahe. It means in the later generations, the Chachamim felt that they want to introduce a new chumash. Not that they want to be choshish for the shittas Reb Meir. They decided there's a Yeridus Adaris and it's time to introduce more chumas. Okay. As a minute, they're not choshish for a Meir shita. They decided to gi hazman to introduce an additional chumra because of the Yeridus Adaris. That's what the Gemara says in Chulin and other places, that Rav, when he came to Bavel, he saw the Balabatim were very ignorant of Torah and they were much in violation of all the laws, Shabbos and Kashrus and Tefillah and everything. So he introduced many more chumras. You see that the Gemara psychology is, the more the people, the more the Yeridus Adaris, so the more chumras you have to introduce. Not like people assume today, that because there's a Yeridus Adaris, let's at least try to get them to observe the Dinim Derais. Let's not try to work on the Dinim Derabbanan. So the Chavetzelos HaSharon has a tshuva. He was the Rav in Tarnopol before the Second World War. He was a grand nephew of the Minchas Chinuch. They said, you see from the Gemara that the attitude of the Tanoim and Amoraim was fakir. And when there's a Yeridus Adaris, you have to introduce more and more chumras, so at least they'll observe the Dinim Derais. If you just tell them to observe the Dinim Derais, then they'll observe half of that. You got to tell them twice as many. You have to exaggerate twice as many dinim, so at least they'll observe half of that. They'll observe the dinim derais. So that's why, because there was Yeridus Adaris in the later generation, not that they were choshish for a meir shita, not choshish for a meir, it was omdol minyan. They decided that the Yeridus Adaris, it's a gear's mom, you have to add on more chumras. Okay. You can't make new gzeris. We have no authority, but we can make minhagim. Right? So everything after the days of the Gemara we treat like minhagim. Let's come. One of the differences is that on a real gzera de Rabbanon, we have a klal davish b'minyan tzach min yirachal atira. Once a gzera was instituted, even if it comes a generation with a reason for the gzera doesn't apply, the gzera still remains. In minhagim, there is no such klal. Rav Chaim Oz, another person can say, minhagim, there is no such din. Just because the minig was adopted, if you live in a generation that the whole reason for the minig doesn't apply, the minig falls apart by itself. And there are other differences also. A gzera is more chomer than a minig. A minig is less than a gzera. Okay, the Gemara is going to continue with another Tosefta. Maybe we'll start tomorrow from Tana Rabbanan.